to the sixth case, Bork versus Conger. Mr. Flaxman.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court. This is an attorney malpractice case which turns on questions of Illinois law. Mr. Burke was convicted of murder. His conviction was reversed outright. Thereafter, he filed this lawsuit against, among other defendants, the lawyers who represented him at trial. The primary claim against the lawyers who represented Mr. Burke at trial is that they were incompetent, were ineffective in the way they selected the jury. In opposing the defendant's motion for summary judgment, the plaintiff presented an affidavit from an expert setting out why the manner in which voir dire was conducted, had been conducted, did not meet the standards expected of attorneys in criminal cases in DuPage County back in 1999, I think, when the trial was. There's also the opinion containing that affidavit that it's reasonable likelihood that the guilty verdict, which was reversed outright, was caused by the shoddy way in which the lawyers selected the jury. The district judge granted summary judgment, and I think the defendants give the game away at page 9 of their brief, where they frame their argument heading as defendant failed to prove proximate causation. This case went off on summary judgment. We didn't have to prove proximate causation. We had to present evidence from which a jury could conclude that there was proximate causation. And this was a jury question. We presented evidence for the jury on that, and that's it should have been a trial. If there are no further questions.
All right, we'll save the rest of the rebuttal. Ms. McTighe.
May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Christine McTighe, and I represent the defendants. I'm not going to stand here at this hour and reiterate what's in our brief, only to say that it's our contention that Mr. Thomas, the plaintiff's expert, did not show how the voir dire of juror number 9, if he had not been on the jury, how that would have changed anything. In other words, the expert failed to prove the last prong of a negligence claim, which is proximate causation. The plaintiff.
Well, how about this point about summary judgment? Is that a jury question, or is that something we can decide?
I believe the standard is once the movement presents the motion, the respondent must come up with some evidence to refute the motion. And in this case, under Illinois law, it's usually proven by expert testimony. And here we have not only no expert testimony, but even the plaintiff himself said, I don't know what would have happened if we'd had someone else sitting on the jury. So I think here the plaintiff has presented nothing in response to the motion. I just would like to point out that in the reply brief, the plaintiff cites cases from this jurisdiction and other jurisdictions to support his argument that summary judgment should be reversed. In all those four cases, each juror in that case gave an indication that he or she could not be impartial. And in those cases, the court said that had to be followed up on. Either that juror had to be discharged or there had to be further questioning. And in this case, Mr. Ray, juror number 9, was rehabilitated on the voir dire and said he could be fair and impartial.
There were no other jurors who indicated any hint that they would not be.
No. In fact, every juror who was picked, including the alternates, including juror 193, agreed.
How about this business about not knowing who the replacement would be? That's always the case, isn't it?
Well, but I think
if that's a rule, then there's no sense in bringing any lawsuit, is there?
Well, I think in this type of case where the contention of negligence is, if you removed that juror and found a different juror, unless you know who you were going to be picked out of the pool, or in fact somebody was in fact picked, I don't think you'd ever know. I don't think that could ever be proved.
So it's impossible to prove this case. But
under the facts as we have it and with what the juror said and what the expert said, I think it is.
That is, and that is the method they used in DuPage County at that time. In other words, that it's a random. The next juror would be a random select.
Correct. They're sitting in the pool, and then you don't know who the next one would be. And that was explained by, I don't know if it was Mr. Conger or Mr. Brewcar in his deposition, was talking about how the jurors are picked and who was left in the pool after Mr. Ray. There are no further questions?
All right. Thank you. Mr. Flaxman?
In a criminal felony case in Illinois, you have 7 peremptory challenges. I think the expert talked about if you play poker, probably you're not going to always stick with the hands that are dealt with you. You're going to discard some and see if you get better ones. With 7 peremptories, it seems silly that none were used. The voir dire is set out completely in the appendix. The defense counsel asked basically 4 questions of all the jurors and asked them in a leading format that was the kind of questions you ask if you're a prosecutor and you're trying to rehabilitate somebody who said they have a problem. There should have been a trial in this case. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Flaxman. Thanks to both counsel.